The U.S. Postal Service visits almost every address in the country almost every day. Think about all that stop-and-go driving with gas at record prices. All those gallons funded by the sale of postage stamps. Add up all the costs and you get a keen motivation to innovate, as NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
In Northern Virginia, there's a building that takes up the better part of a city block with no sign.
Hi, Libby. I'm Waldo Tormey, Vice President of Engineering. Welcome to the Engineering Research Development Center.
This is a side of the U.S. Postal Service you've probably never seen. Four floors filled with engineers and technicians whose job it is to tinker and make things better.
And in the basement here, we have our labs.
There are mechanical, electrical, electro-optical, and software engineers working away here like so many elves. They test everything.
We also have labs on the other side over here where we test everything from stamps to repositionable notes to make sure they're sticky enough. We're now down in our automotive technology lab. And over here, we have the ethanol vehicle, the E85 vehicle that we have.
Actually, they have 37,000 of them. The Postal Service has the largest fleet of alternative fuel vehicles in the nation. It's using solar cells to power some of its buildings. It's using eco-friendly packaging. It's so hip, it even has a vice president of sustainability. And O'Tormey says this independent federal agency that has the nation's largest vehicle fleet is pushing harder than most to get away from petroleum.
We're exploring all the alternatives in the marketplace for us just to get out of gas consumption. And we know that we owe the environment with 148 million delivery points to come up with the technology that does not impact the environment.
This month, the Postal Service is testing its third hydrogen fuel cell vehicle with General Motors.
We'll test anything. We've tested propane, compressed natural gas, biodiesel, electric. We have electric vehicles in the Midtown delivering packages. We will test. And we have plenty of test sites from the Grand Canyon to Alaska.
Renewable energy expert Matt Traum says the Postal Service is being smart about its future.
Let's field a couple of each of these technologies and see what works best for us. And that's the hallmark of really good engineering.
Traum teaches engineering at the University of North Texas.
You build something, you test it, and you find out what was wrong with what you built, and you improve upon it. And that's exactly what the Post Office is doing.
Back in the Postal Service's automotive lab are a couple of the squat trucks most Americans see in their neighborhood 6 days a week. They're the gas guzzlers. Every time the price of gas goes up a penny, it adds $8 million to the Postal Service's fuel bill. And its fleet of 180,000 petroleum-fueled vehicles is getting older and older. While the Postal Service waits for the technology breakthroughs to help it figure out where to put its money, it's investing in ways to make these gas guzzlers last longer. Walter Tormey says the Postal Service is doing things like cutting out left turns and U-turns.
Left turns, you're usually waiting to make a turn, so you're consuming more gas. U-turns, you're backtracking, so it's a wasted type of trip, and we're finding efficiency improvement of anywhere from 5 to 12%.
More letter carriers are walking more of their routes. They're using bicycles and subways. In the Grand Canyon, they're using mule trains. O'Tormey says the nation's economy has been built on cheap oil. Now, he says, the U.S. Postal Service, like everybody else, has to change the game. Libby Lewis, NPR News.